NASA's Artemis II mission. Four astronauts up there on the sixth day of their 10-day journey around the moon and back. Aww. Set the record for the, well, the farthest humans have ever went.
They're going places.
56-year-old record that was set by the 1970 Apollo 13 mission. They ultimately went 252,760 miles away.
Do they get frequent flyer miles for that, I wonder?
I don't even know if they can... I don't think this is considered working remotely, even. I think this is like a... They have to use PTO for all this.
I don't know. No, remember they got the $4 to $5 a day shift differential.
They got a per diem up there?
Yeah, per diem.
So they can stop at Bucky's.
A $50 bonus at the end because it's 10 days.
I'll ration that out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those vending machines will get you on the moon. But Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen is actually the one... This is his first time ever in space. He's the only one that's never been in space before. He said this record hopefully will not be long-lived. Assuming and hoping that this is the continuation of getting us to Mars and stuff like that. So they looked at the moon for a while, and then there was that wild, I can't imagine, 40 minutes of total blackout where they're on the other side of the moon, and just because of the trajectory, nothing. It's like radio silence.
You need to call your mother. She loves you and she misses you very, very much.
I bet they did, if that's, you know, a case right there. Certainly. Definitely. Gives us our Tuesday morning top 10 straight from the home office and writing staff, who I believe were pretty captivated by this whole experience because, you know, they're nerds. Right there at the home office here in Granbury, it's our Tuesday morning top 10 things that were maybe overheard, possibly largely during that blackout period.
Yeah, because they were on their own. No communication.
Things overheard as the astronauts traveled around the dark side of the moon. Tuesday morning, top 10, one small step for man, one giant list for mankind. Top 10 things possibly overheard during the astronauts' trip around the dark side of the moon. Possibly such as...
Number 10!
Yeah. Truth be told, I'm really not that big of a Pink Floyd fan, actually. You know,
that's number 9!
It's kind of weird.
Number 9, look, we all know it was Jeremy who broke the toilet. Okay. All right.
You know, yeah.
The Canadian astronaut. Yeah.
You just blame the night guy.
First time rookie, greenhorn in space. Don't jiggle the handle.
Number eight
possible thing overheard there as they went around the moon.
Number eight.
Yeah, don't worry, Houston. This is not the first time that I blacked out and lost communication for 40 minutes. Am I right?
Number seven.
Also was the Canadian guy, you know.
Hey.
Number seven. Well, I'll be. Tiger just flipped his lunar rover up here.
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
How did he get up there?
Number six.
I've got questions.
Number six. Wonder if it floats.
Will it float?
Everything. Of course it does in space. You just give yourself the sign of the cross.
I'm very concerned about them getting lost up there. I can't even think about it.
Well, it floats every Thursday, 8 o'clock, wherever gravity is found.
Number five,
things overheard by the astronauts around the moon. How are there already four data centers up here already? You know, they're so quick.
Number four.
You get zoned. Number four, man, I really wish that we... had a cute little space rocket mouse to keep us company.
Wouldn't
that be nice?
Leslie.
He's a star.
Number three,
I'm honestly kind of surprised. Didn't think we could get Hank FM here, but it comes in pretty clear.
Number two.
You got to get the app.
Number two. You know, with everything going on down there, Houston, we're just gonna hang up here for a little bit, if that's cool, if that's fine. And then
go get lost.
Finally.
Number one
possible thing overheard as those astronauts traveled around the dark side of the moon.
Number one.
And cut. Okay, good. We got the shot, everybody. Nope. That's a wrap, everyone. There you go.
It's the show that, if you can hear it, we guarantee you're gonna love it. KB and Heather Lee.